Chapter 2. Susan. Oh, well, isn't that lovely?
What's that?
The painting over your desk there. Just beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. A client of mine actually painted that for me a long time ago. Please, have a seat.
Thank you. I don't know why I'm so nervous.
There's no need to be nervous. I don't bite.
Oh, it's not you. I'm sure all psychiatrists probably make me nervous.
I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm a psychologist. Just think of me as Beverly.
Thank you, Beverly. Oh, it's really just lovely.
Thank you. Susan?
Yes, Beverly?
Why don't we get started? Come on over and have a seat next to me.
Oh, I'm fine standing. Really, go ahead. I can hear you.
Susan?
Yes?
It may work for you, but it doesn't work very well for me. I really can't talk with you if you're, well, pacing behind my desk. This is a very comfortable little sitting area, I promise. Come put down your purse and have some tea.
Am I pacing? Goodness, I'm sorry. I'll stop. There.
Susan.
Yes, Beverly.
Come sit down.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm not very comfortable, I guess.
I understand, but you have nothing to worry about, okay? I've got jasmine. I've got chamomile.
What's this one?
Let's see. That's orange spice.
I'll try that one. No, I better not. Chamomile.
Sure?
Chamomile.
Okay, now just relax. Let's put down the purse. Good. Now, why don't we start, Susan, just by telling me why you are here?
I was referred to you by Richard Lenz.
Yes, I know Richard well. He is your marriage counselor?
Yes.
Are you having problems in your marriage?
Yes.
What does your husband do?
Hollis is recently retired. He was the senior loan officer at OFSC for years.
How long have you been married?
38 years.
Well, tell me as best you can. What seems to be the basic problem with the marriage?
I don't really know. It's like he doesn't see me, doesn't value me. Like he's forgotten who I am, which is a silly thing to say because I don't even know who I am anymore. I used to be...
What, Susan? You used to be what?
I used to be... I've become this... This... I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Don't look so chagrined. Marriage is complicated. Maybe it's adjustment to retirement. That can be difficult, particularly for men. What sort of things are the three of you working on in your sessions?
Nothing, really. It's just me and Richard.
I'm confused.
Hollis won't go. He refuses.
I see. He hasn't been to any of the sessions?
No. So I guess we're not making a lot of progress. Richard won't see me anymore until Hollis is willing to show up. He, Richard, thought it was a good idea if I came to see you.
Whose idea was marriage counseling?
My daughter. She lives in California. A couple of years ago, I was trying to get her to come home for Thanksgiving, and she said she wouldn't come home until Hollis and I went to see a marriage counselor.
I see.
Actually, She and my older son, his name is David, have each encouraged me to see someone. I hate that they see us this way. That's not the way children should see their parents, you know what I mean?
Parents are people too, Susan. And children are very perceptive. There's no hiding the facts.
I know. They're just concerned. David is so sensitive. He teaches children.
So, both of your children are out of the house?
Those two are, yes. My younger son is at home. He's special needs, so...
Oh?
Yes, he's a Down syndrome baby. I had him pretty late, so...
Okay. And so you are at home most of the time then?
Yes, I'm pretty much home all of the time, yes.
No work outside the home? Are you involved in any, you know, extra...
No, nope. Keeping up with my family is a full-time job.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. That's a lot of work.
Oh, I enjoy it. And without me, nothing would ever get done, so...
I'm sure that's true. And so your daughter lives out of state?
Yes.
So, how are your children, the two that are out of the house? How are they getting the sense that things are going wrong in your marriage?
Well, I don't know. I guess I tell them. They ask me. I don't want to lie, you know. Anyway, I figured it wouldn't hurt to go see a counselor, so I went.
And your husband?
Hollis just got angry about the whole thing. Very angry. He refused.
So then, is your daughter coming home for Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. That's not very likely. Hollis and Tilly still don't talk very much.
And why? Wait. Tilly? Your daughter's name is Tilly Johns?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must get interesting.
Oh, yes. Wait, what do you mean?
Well, I have a daughter named Monica, and during the whole Clinton fiasco, you know, with the thong underwear and the cigars and the semen stain, I found myself strangely relieved that my last name was not Lewinsky.
Oh.
Every tabloid, every news broadcast. Monica Lewinsky this and Monica Lewinsky that. And sometimes it felt like they were talking about my Monica. So I can only imagine. Does that wear on you sometimes? Having a daughter with the same name as this latest little biscuit that's all over the place?
Well, actually...
Hollywood these days turns out more sex scandals than decent movies. I almost know more about who that little trollop is betting than what movie she's in, you know? It's enough to make you want to turn the fire hoses on her, isn't it? Spritz her with a little disinfectant. You must want to tell everyone in the world, you know, same name, different person, not my family.
Okay.
Because when you're in line at the grocery, Susan,
hey, Mrs. Johns, wait, sit down. Where are you going?